Welcome to another episode of Searching the Obvious, a podcast by Dixiel Rodriguez. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? Psalms 139:7. Dr. Rodriguez focuses on how the Holy Spirit is ever active in our surroundings and in our lives, urging us to serve others. Her personal stories challenge the listener to be mindful of the Christian walk, recognizing our own fallibilities.
Recently, my friend David, a seminary colleague, invited me as a guest speaker for an upcoming master's recital seminar that his graduate students would be working on and attending at his seminary. The master's recital is a new process that applies rigorous levels of physical work and intellectual dialogue regarding all the courses you've taken in seminary, as well as the work that you have chosen to adopt, being a pastor, a chaplain, an elder, and demonstrating satisfactorily that you can do this work in your church community. My seminary had such a performance evaluation, a thesis presentation, a professor's roundtable, and dialogue about the thesis, and they also observed all of my work as a chaplain. To prepare for the speaking appointment, I go through old journals and find side notes of questions and Bible searches that I outlined during seminary. I noticed how every translation and transcription was questioned by me as I saw the confluence of my research before and during seminary and realized this was quite a commitment in mission and ministry. I recall my recital, my master's recital, was quite difficult. I sit in the airplane wondering, what will it be like? I hold the schedule that has been offered to me by seminary and consider the different professors and the local clergy that will observe my work. Will it go as planned? Will it not go as planned? The name of a book of poetry comes to mind, Telephone Ringing in the Labyrinth by Adrian Rich. How interesting. The calls we receive to serve in mission and ministry are not always easy to accept. We know the call is for us. We know that we shall not go through the experience alone. Why do we delay then? When we are called to serve, what is this hesitation? I say pick up the phone because the call is for you. In the first hour at the hospital, during my master's recital, I'm paged three times to visit patients in the chaplain capacity. The first request is for a male chaplain to visit with a family. The second request is for a Caucasian chaplain to visit with a family. The third invites me in, and I have the luxury of 45 minutes with family and patients and friends before the patient is taken to surgery. My mentors follow, observing, taking notes on how I respond and react to the different situations and discourse communities in the hospital. 29 hours later, I have time to rest. The following day is full of questions. What is the social perception of my church's ministry and mission? What is my understanding of mission? Scriptures, specific Bible passages, the meaning for these within my own religious community? Fundamental beliefs, definitions of chaplaincy, pastoral care, and examples of how I plan to serve within these guidelines. Then the personal questions begin. How did you decide to become a chaplain? Why is volunteering not enough? And for all the years I spent in seminary, these are the questions that are most difficult to answer because the honesty and the weight of them is quite personal for me. Back in David's seminary class, when I finish the presentation, I only have one hand raised for questions. I can't see the student, but I refer to them, and the question is asked. You pass master recital, right? So how do you feel? I take a moment to think of the question. How do I feel now? Or how did I feel then? Then I felt as if somebody placed a heavy backpack on my shoulders, opened the door, and pushed me out into an unknown world. Uncertain of what is packed, my immediate reaction is to check the side pockets, where I always pack a small, pink weathered Bible. And once I feel it there, I walk ahead. That's how I felt. How do I feel now? I look at the raised hand, and without seeing the face of the student, I simply answer, I feel blessed. I feel very blessed. And as I say that, tears come to my eyes, because it is the honest truth. During the break, David thanks me for keeping it real, making the pastoral care students aware that social boundaries, social situations, even prejudice still exist in hospitals. He looks at me and says, you know, I heard the phone ringing in the labyrinth long time before I entered seminary. I questioned my ability. He looks at the floor, breaking our gaze. After teaching in the secular universities, you know, we've seen it all, haven't we? I mean, it makes you wonder if you can even do something kind for another person when everything is so difficult right now. I nod and smile, admiring his honesty, sharing in the reality, and knowing that, such as I, he does know that we can minister to others among all the noise that is happening right now. The Holy Spirit guides us through the journey towards service, mission, ministry. We begin the preparation for service by going through experiences and jobs that inform the challenges ahead even before we get to those challenges. I believe it's mostly part of our prayer. Here I am. Send me. And guess what? He always does.
Searching the Obvious is written and narrated by Dixiel Rodriguez. We invite you to subscribe to her podcast along with all of our other podcasts by going to araudio.org. That's araudio.org.